started. I guess it started on third. Actually, one of my early favorites was the best ones were always the ones that had the most stamp. And this one was that I had I think by that time discovered that the third floor existed, which I discovered by accident.
Also, the first time I discovered it, by the way, upstairs, and I came home and I like called this woman
and I told them so I just had sex in the library.
They're like fellow students, right? They were like, in my class, and I just talked to one of them last night on the phone, and they're like, no. I said, oh, yes. I was in the living room, and this guy started tapping his foot. And I said, this never happened before. And so I tapped back. And the next thing I knew, I was jerking him up underneath the
It's a strange thing too, you know, because I've had people tell me that they don't understand what you can do. Oh, I think these women actually said that too. Well, what do you mean? You can't get under this.
Slide under.
And I said, you don't go all the way up there and somebody grabs it or they go down on you or whatever. But they couldn't understand that I wasn't going to do it. I think I had straight men tell me that too. Anyway, this one time, it was just, I'd been on the first floor of the library. I don't remember if I'd been up on the third floor, but I was on the first floor, and I believe this guy came out of the stall as I was going in, and he sort of was waiting around, like taking his time. It was like an accidental thing. I wasn't like, I don't know if I actually had to go to the bathroom or if I was, he was taking his time. He was taking 10 minutes. Where he could see it, and then the water went off or something, there was something that happened, and I tapped it again, and the next thing I know, he walked over and he started walking down. And he like looked at the thing. And then, I don't remember if I had gone to the bathroom or what I was doing, but I opened the thing and he came in. And he was so cute. I just remember him being so cute. And he had, and then he came in and he pulled out his It was just a jerk off. I jerked him off. But I always like remember, and I remembered it because I just loved his. oh, I can't believe I could say this. And the other thing is that we kissed, which is actually quite unusual for that kind of thing. But it was the difference between this bathroom and the bathroom upstairs was that this was the only stall, so that you could come in to the stall with another person. And kooky, it was on the first floor, so it was a handicap stall. So it was really big. Like, if you wanted to, you could have like 5 people in there.
and do it. But it was huge. And you'd have to do crazy things, of course. Like if somebody came in, then one of you would have to get up on the toilet while the other person just stood there. It wasn't with this guy, but the one time I remember somebody was in this particular thing, and we hung our coats up on the, or he hung his coat up on the stall door, so that the crack was covered up with the coat, so no one could see in the crack of the door. But this guy, the one guy who came in, that was totally by accident. He was young. He was so cute. He wasn't that young, but he was so cute. We kissed, which was the weird part. And then I saw him, and I was like, all I want to do is find him again. And so one day I was out, like, this is when I stole the car. I parked my car on the thing there, the parking lot. And I saw him, and I knew it was him. And I followed him, but I couldn't bring myself to say anything to him. Oh, one other time speaking. Because it just hit me, like, I thought maybe he was straight, pretending to be straight. One time, this one was crazy. It was crazy. I had a friend who was in the program. He was an undergrad. He was a senior, and we were had a lot of classes together. And anyway, we were friends, and I went to. I don't know there. Anyway, we were in his house. We had to go to something in his apartment. And we went to the kitchen, and off the kitchen was a bedroom. We were like, I don't know, four people living in this apartment, you know, in the apartment. And there, as we went into the kitchen, he had a roommate that was a woman. And in the room with this woman was this man. Great body, hairy chest. It had a really nice body, really good looking guy, dark hair. You know, he was like 21, maybe 22. And we were he was the boyfriend of the woman who lived there. And we were introduced, and you know, I thought nothing of it at all. Nothing. So it was a Saturday afternoon, about a week later. Of course, I had so much work to do in the library, so I went to the library. God knows what it was. It was the spring, anyway. But I went to the library. Because you go to the library, you want to get off, you go to the library. And I remember it was spring, and it was probably almost summer, if not summer, because people were wearing shorts. So we get to, I'm in the bathroom. I'm sitting in the stall, I think stall number three, or four stalls all together. And this guy, I don't remember what stall he got into now, but I do know that we moved to stall four. We moved to stall four because they were up against the wall, so we only had one thing of exposure, and we could climb up on the toilet. Well, I get this guy to get over. I have no idea who this guy is. All I can see is feet. But I, like, a note, or somehow I said, come into this stall. Or maybe I gestured. Maybe I was in the fourth stall and I just heard him go. And so we went over there, and I opened the door, and it's this guy in this apartment that I had met with his girlfriend. So immediately I was excited. I get in there, and he's standing up against the stall door, stall wall that led to the other stall. And I'm standing by the toilet, and
took his, he had like running shorts on, and he took his shorts off, and he just hung them up. So he's standing there completely nude.
This huge hard on.
And this great, great body. Oh, what a body. And I'm not sure if we jerked each other off, or we just, like, mutually, or whatever. But he came. We all came. Let's be afraid. Then he turns to me after it was over with like this idea that it was like, you know, that he was embarrassed or something, but he turns to me and goes, wow, there's a first for everything. And I actually don't know now if I asked him, what do you mean, or if he, I think I did say, well, what do you mean? Because I knew that it couldn't have been the first time he did it with a guy. It was just too calm for that. I mean, we've all done it the first time with somebody, and we're all like, our hearts pounding a million times per second. And he said, I think that he said something like, I'd never done a face-to-face with anybody before, like standing there, which of course course, I didn't believe either. But I let him believe that I believed him. Please, I said, Mary. You've never done this before face to face.
Until I get him to follow him. good body. I don't remember the specifics about it. There's things that I did with other people.
You know, after that, well, wait a minute.
Let me tell you
the first thing that really struck me about the first thing with my fetish.
I don't know about other bathroom stuff.
The first time was what really
stressed. It's because of my neighbor.
And I know exactly where the pubic hair fetish comes from. Exactly. I know exactly why I like people.
Please do not use his name.
Oh, God. He used to play football. Oh, he had the body. Oh, my God. We would go, and he
never in the summer had a shirt on. Never. Hairy, gorgeous, tight body.
Oh.
Oh. And his sons, who I've not seen for 20 years, are supposedly just as good looking.
Oh my God.
And one who's not married and who's like in his late 30s. Please,
oh my,
my sister is like totally in love with him.
Perfect.
Like, it seems like, it's like I have a chance at
just
video.
Not big, just tight, perfect hair.
Anyway, the pubic hair fetish. The first time it happened,
I
just never imagined. The guy had a pretty big dick.
It
turned out he was a theater major.
You know,
I didn't
it's titillating for me, but at the same
who
time,
knew?
It's like this kind of.
The protocol.
I'm almost laughing inside because it's like so weird.
He called and I was like, look, I'm not really like into this or something. I might have made up that I had like a girlfriend or something. Just gonna. He had red, like bright red pubic hair. He was a carrot top. But that, when once I discovered this outlet, because at that time I wasn't having sex really with it. Like I wasn't going out. And I used the excuse that I was too busy because I was in grad school. Please. And I was terrified of AIDS. Because AIDS was just happening, and I didn't really know anybody, and I wasn't really out to anybody on campus. It was like this weird time. And then when I finally came out, it was like, please, she's doing gay films left and right. She didn't care about anything. Anyway, so this, what would happen is then I discovered was you would meet somebody downstairs. Now, this was like 10 years ago, you know, so you'd meet somebody. Did this ever happen to you? You meet somebody in the library, in the downstairs, and they'd say, let's go upstairs. Go to the fifth floor. This was one of the possibilities. You go to the fifth floor because there was less traffic up there, so that you could get into whatever, you could go into a stall together and do whatever you did together. And you know, it was rare that people would ever suck you off.
And I was terrified
you would
AIDS.
Suck other people.
Because
it was always
just
mainly
jerk-offs.
I didn't really know anybody,
you know,
and I wasn't really out to anybody.
Up.
But this one time, this guy said, come with me. And now, I had no idea that these steps existed. That, like, in the stacks, right?
In the towers.
That you would go up these steps that were just fire steps. But you would go all the way to the top. And God damn it, this guy. There were, and on top of them were, like, air conditioning units. Like, inside, in the core, right? They were behind locked doors. But that didn't stop people. And you would walk up the stairs, and you could see on the top landing outside these doors, there was, like, all these sperm marks everywhere. The place was, like, soiled with sperm. Or dried sperm. Anyway, you would go in, or it was on the walls. You'd see it being shot on the walls. This guy, like, got a credit card or something, or the door was open. Like, they had Jimmy the door open, and so that it was, you could open this door, and you go inside. And you're in with all the air conditioning units, having sex, like jerking off with these guys. It was incredible. Like, I was like, where? But it was like this insane thing. Well, they got smart to that somehow. And then it took them a few years, but they started locking and putting alarms on those fire doors so that you could, the only way that you get in is by setting off the alarm.
You know, and most of the stuff, the best
crazy
stuff happened.
You know,
you
in the summertime it was easy to do,
you know,
like millions.
It's like
of
if you
things.
Go and sit there for
one
hours,
time,
it's like
there was.
Would you just go sit there?
And I was terrified of AIDS. Because
like,
AIDS was just happening, and I didn't really know anybody, and I wasn't really out
like
to anybody.
Wait for some men and read my book, and then just like hope that they would
do something. But people were bold, too. I mean, they were totally bold. Like, people would come in and stand at the urinals, and they keep turning around looking, and nobody was there, and I, like, slightly opened the door, and this guy was super cute, too.
And he totally had total hard on, with his pants totally open, and he would turn around and, like, jerk off, and I would, like, no emotion for him to come into the stall, and he wouldn't want to come in. So he'd stand there. She couldn't do it out there because somebody would walk in. You know, it was quite crazy. Oh, he was cute. He was I forget what I was going to say. So this one time, I'm like doing some work in the library. And I'm walking through and I notice that there's this guy all the way across. Because, you know, there's so there's a guy, as you walk around, you can look straight across. There's a guy looking up for me. And I'm like, I think maybe I was even sitting down and reading, I'll see what I see. So I like get up and I look. Stacks and he can see. So he gets up and he comes over and he said, come with me. We go into, because I just want to be
like, he, once he
we
was
go
done,
into a conference room.
He didn't want to.
In the middle of the day, it's broad daylight, mind you. It's the middle of the night. And we go into this room and open
these doors wide.
I guess they do. But they have little windows.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, he was probably 25.
Was it
little? I'm not sure I ever had like one of those little ones, those 18 dollars.
This was wild. This one was bizarre.
He was.
This one was really bizarre. In the office, in a department office in the first floor of that building, and there was a bathroom in the basement. Big deal. And the weird thing about this men's room is that you walk in, there is, there was a row of toilets, so there were like three or four angles, and the sinks were opposite those, so you had to walk past this stuff, and then you turn the corner, it was like a U-shaped bath, and then there were like four urinals, and then you go continue past the urinals, and then it would turn, you'd make another left. And there was a closet that had some kind of dump or something in it, and the janitors had there was two more doors, there was also two more, that were over in the corner. There was no, it was a big cube, it wasn't a circle, so that if you went all the way around to the other side, no, people never came over there. They came over there for, like, I guess a private dump or privacy period. A couple of interesting things happened there. Well, one was that I don't know how this guy. So it's like playing footsie, that kind of thing. Okay.
But then you got bored. I mean, after you did it for a while,
and you know,
it didn't matter.
At
and
one point
I knew what was going
like,
on.
I go along and I left.
I think he might have gestured.
You know, it's titillating for me, but at the same time,
this guy might just
kind of.
I'm almost laughing
on the
inside
floor,
because
right
it's like so
it.
Weird.
But
if
you
step out
of yourself
and see what's
this
happening,
guy is in there.
But in this case, I wasn't even stepping out of myself. I was like right on myself.
Plus, I said I wouldn't fuck him without a condom.
If I remember correctly, it might not work.
And I don't know if I found him days later.
He never,
but never took his wedding ring. Never.
There was another one.
And the thing was, he worked right upstairs.
There was another one that was his young boy.
Thank you.
think he was straight, and I think he was just in there to make everybody crazy. Oh God, I completely forgot about him. He had the most amazing body. Oh, honest to God, he was like think of the best looking porno guy that you ever saw. One of those skinless, perfectly proportioned bodies. You know, skinless hair. You know, skinless porno face. The snap on. Sorry. Skinless. Well, it is. It was like skinless hot dogs or something. You know? They're like, they're so clean. They don't have a hair on their body. Do you know what I mean? It is as if somebody just ripped off their skin and it's just like this, whatever was left. This gorgeous, gorgeous thing that was ever left. Oh, God. This one. Oh. I remember I was practically begging. And you know, they have this no hair on their body except for this perfect little ring of pubic hair and this cock. Oh, God, this cock. He was, I mean, H-O-T, underlined twice, all caps, two exclamation points at the end. Oh, my God, he was so hot. And I think that I discovered him. I know that it was in the third floor bathroom, but it was like looking underneath or playing, and I looked underneath, and all of a sudden I couldn't see his feet anymore, because he was standing on the toilet looking over at me. So then I got up in the toilet and looked at him, and I went, oh my God! And he would sit down on the thing on the toilet, and he would have his pants around his legs, his ankles. With his legs spread-eagled. And, honey, he never took his wedding ring. And I was terrified of AIDS, because AIDS was just happening, and I didn't really know anybody, and I wasn't really out. And honey, he never, but never, never. Thank you.
I do. I'm not exaggerating. This guy was so hot. Oh, he's hot. I'm telling you, I was like begging to go over into his stall because I just said, please let me come over. I said, I'll just touch you. I won't like suck you. I won't do anything. I will, no exchange of bodily fluids. Just let me come over there and touch you. You know, like washboard abs, perfect tits. Oh my God. Well, at least I got him to stand up on the thing so I can play with him.
Whatever, of course, there's skin all over him. Except this one was skinless.
Oh, he was hot. Just so hot. And I think he really just, like, wanted to see people getting off on him. Obviously, he let people touch him because I got to touch his collar. And so then he was just laying there, sitting there, and we get down, and I was up there, and I was jerking off, watching him, and I'd say, pick up your shirt, pick up your, because he would let his shirt fall down. But he had these amazing bodies, pick up, let me see your, and then I said, take off your shirt. He wouldn't take it off, so what he did was, he just lifted the front over his head so that it was still on his arms and on his shoulders, but his everything was exposed. This one I remember. Oh, honest to God. I mean, I'm saying that he was hot. He was so hot. So hot. Good looking. So then I'm like, I can, you know, I'm getting close. And I say to him, so I can get him near me, balancing on the toilet bowl.
He was hot, but you know, he didn't come,
and I wasn't holding on anymore because it was like he was waiting for other people. And I even went back later to check, and he was like still in there. He was just like wait. I think he was just there so the people could like go, oh my God, you are so hot, so that he could just get off on that. Another time, and this is somebody else, and I don't remember how this one started, but it ended up in the bathroom.
It was that handicap bathroom again, and this guy was young-ish. Maybe this is the one that put the coat up. But he had
thing that amazed me about him, he had this like this smattering of like brownish blonde hair across his chest and his cute little nipples. A nice enough body. It was hairy. It wasn't hairless like his other ones. It was a little hairy.
fist on the brain, his body. I mean, and you know, I love Harry Potter, and this one's just, then he turns to me afterwards, I had this idea that there was like, you know, that he was embarrassed or something, but he turns to me and goes, wow, there's a first for everything. And I actually didn't know how my ass was what he needed for the first time. And I found it says what he needs, because I knew that it couldn't have been the first time he did it with a guy. It was just too calm for that. I mean, with all the pressure put on us,
at one point, it's like, I go along with it.
Because
it's, you know, it's titillating to me, but at the same time, it's like this kind of, I'm almost laughing inside because it's like so weird that if you step out of yourself and see what's happening, but in this case, I wasn't even stepping out of myself, I was like right in myself, and this was like so bizarre. Plus, I said I wouldn't fuck him without a condom. And I don't know if I found him days later. I'm telling you, I was like...
And of course I saw him many times later. But it happened. I had to go somewhere and I saw him. And I thought, oh my God, I'm going to follow him. It's like getting my back to the
There was another one. Anyway, what happened was that we were both, I was like from the toilet from the front and he was facing the toilet from the side. That way, and I, of course, turned to see better what was going on. he is at least, I don't know, three and a half feet from the wall. One time it was this guy, and he was kind of nervous about it, but we went downstairs, and I mean, at some point, I just got, like, at first I was nervous about the whole thing when I first started doing it, and then it just got to be bold. I mean, you know, it's like, just don't pull your cock out. I mean, every once in a while it would be fine just to have your cock out and jerk off, but it's like, please, you know, I have this pubic hair fetish. So it would be like, I want to take your clothes, I want them off, or your pants down. This guy, so he's we're down there, and I think for some reason, like, wanted to hug
and
or
God
kiss
knows
or something. It was weird.
Or average.
Yeah.
Like,
but anyway, he came, like, we were rubbing against one another, and he came while we were, like, hugging. He came fairly quickly. But I saw him at the gym. He would not make, he would pretend like he wasn't really looking at the guys in the gym. That gym, though, was cuckoo, crazy. The things that happened in the gym were, like, incredible. One time, like, running, I used to run 5 miles. You know, it's an only 8th-of-a-mile track, so you have to run 40 times, right? To do this, and she was a dedicated runner. She was nothing. So she'd started a little, I'd start my laps. And this one time, this guy who was, like, a personal trainer and did aerobics classes, like, kept looking at me, and, like, every lap. Now, mind you, it's only 1/8 of a mile, so it would be like every 10 seconds it would seem this guy's like staring.
Oh my God, it was kind of like that.
It was just unbelievable. So, of course, then I started. But you know what? She didn't stop. She ran her 40 miles.
It was just like
40 laps.
It was too much.
It was the thing that really struck me was not only was the sheer volume, but this like snap when it would hit the wall. It just didn't just like. It was like as it hit the wall.
That was a weird one.
But because he went into the, this is really weird, this particular one, because he was dressed, ready to go, and I had just finished running 5 miles, and so I needed to take a shower, you know, and he follows me into the, he's fully clothed, he follows me into the locker room, which was no big deal, fully clothed. But then I'm like, I said, look, I got to take a shower, I told him. And I said, and so I got my clothes. I mean, I was walking around. I walked over to the showers with my towel, but I had to take a pee. So I went into one of the stalls, and he goes into the next stall. And I'm like thinking, I don't understand why he's going into the stall. That was like the weird part. Because, like, what was I going to do? I wasn't going to get down on my hands and knees. There's only two stalls. There's, like, lots of traffic. People could see what was going on.
And he goes out. He's standing by the door. And so, like, I'm, like, getting, like, a little engorged, if you know what I'm saying to you. And I open the door, and we're, like, standing. And, you know, in that gym, there's, like, there's a door here that leads out to a public bathroom that anybody can walk through at any minute. People can come this way at any minute. It was, like, kind of dangerous, which, of course, made it exciting. And I'm, like, jerking myself off in front of this guy. And I said, well, I said, I can't do it. And I, like, said, no, not here. And I closed the door. It just got a little weird. Well, now I'm, like, half hard, you know. And I have to go into the showers. So anyway, we went into the showers, and I got done. And so we met in his car. We drove around, and he says he can't do anything because he has a dinner. But there was stuff in that shower. Oh, man. This one guy, he was a specimen. And he actually looked at my cock at one point. He wasn't, the story. I made him, I like open it all up. And I jerked him off. Oh, he had a body. Oh, boy. And he, because Mr. Aerobics, Mr. like workout queen, oh, he had a body. He had nipples for days. You know, the stand up kind.